Just Little Mind.
This is Sinduja and
Vaishnavi.
Pew pew pew! Mama attack!
Whoa whoa! That's a lot of colors and I was not prepared for it.
How can you not be? After all, it's Holi today. And you know what Holi means? Lots of colors and fun.
Yeah, I can definitely see more colors than rainbow on you. Time to take bath and get yourself cleaned up.
I wanted to play more. Anyway, Mama, can we talk about Holi and stories behind celebrating Holi while I am refreshing?
Of course, dear. Holi is celebrated at the end of winter, on the last full moon day of the Hindu calendar, somewhere around February or March. It is largely celebrated in India, Nepal, along with parts of Sri Lanka.
Yes, Mama. On Holi, people come together to dance, smear color powder on each other and have loads of fun. But this is something that everyone knows. Let's talk about why we celebrate Holi and how it is celebrated in a few parts of India.
That's a great idea. As we discussed earlier, that Diwali is celebrated differently in various parts of India. Similarly, Holi is celebrated for various reasons in each part of India. A primary reason for celebrating Holi is its linkage to a story in Indian mythology. According to lore, there was once a demigod or an Asura king named Hiranyakashyap. He had a son named Prahlad who was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu.
Oh, I know the story. Let me continue. Hiranyakashyap's brother Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Vishnu and hence Hiranyakashyap hated Vishnu. He also hated Prahlad because he was a devotee of Lord Vishnu. So out of many attempts he made to kill Prahlad, he sought of help his sister Holika.
Right. Holika has been granted a boon by Lord Brahma of being immune to fire. So, Holika convinced Prahlad that she is conducting a ritual to please Lord Vishnu and made him sit on bonfire and pray. He followed her. But to their shock, fire did not touch Prahlad but burned Holika to ashes due to her bad intentions.
Hence, the day before Holi is celebrated as Holika Dahan. People will come together on a full moon night, ignite bonfire. The next day is celebrated as Holi to symbolize a new beginning with colors.
Another popular tale surrounding Holi talks about Krishna pulling a prank on Radha. Jealous of her fair complexion, Krishna, who was dark-skinned, smeared with colors to make her resemble him. Other gopis also joined this prank, and as time progressed, this episode between Radha and Krishna is said to be celebrated as Holi. When covered with so many colors, the true color of one's skin is neither visible nor relevant. The legend highlights this uniformity created through color, hinting at racial equality.
Holi is celebrated as Lathmar Holi in the twin towns of Uttar Pradesh, Barsana and Nandgaon, also known as the towns of Radha and Krishna. The tradition is that men folk of Nandgaon come to play Holi with the women in Barsana. They're greeted, however, with sticks by the women.
That is so funny. Moving further, in West Bengal, Holi is celebrated as Basant Utsav or Spring Festival. On the morning of Holi, people parade a palanquin with statues of Radha and Krishna across the town. In Maharashtra, Holi is celebrated differently. Smearing of colors does not take place on the full moon day in Maharashtra. Instead, it is celebrated 5 days after full moon day. Hence, it goes by the name of Rang Panchami, where Rang means color and Panchami means the 5th day.
Wow! It's so amusing to know so many stories behind each festival and how it's celebrated. By the way, buddies, there are a lot of water wastage and harmful chemical colors used during Holi. So here are a few ideas to celebrate safe Holi. Do you follow eco-friendly and safe practices such as using natural colors, conserving water, applying coconut oil, safeguarding animals and respecting consent to ensure a safer celebration. Remember, every splash of color should be a symbol of joy, unity, and mutual respect. Happy Holi!
Don't forget to follow, like, and share.
This is Sindhuja and
Vaishnavi signing out.
You were listening to
Curious Little Mind.
Bye! Bye.